doubles. McMullen to take the ball out of bounds. Dixie has to come back again. Just can't have a simple blowout. They have to make it exciting. Tom Roberts at the angle, out in front to Ant. Back to Roberts, back to Ant, back to Roberts. Trying to get McMullen underneath against the zone. At the point to Brent Wade. Wade on the left side, Eddie Benson, head fakes, doesn't take the shot. Back door play, doesn't get it away. Wade stepped up, jump pass to Ant underneath. Ball knocked away, foul goes to Holman. Holman picks up personal foul number two. Ant to shoot one and one or two. Two. Ants to shoot two, 69-66, and Ron Ants, with only 6 points on the night, has been in double figures every ball game, 27-17-15. Ants, the cool hand Luke, who tied up the game against Tunksis and sent it into overtime. Ants, good. Ron Ants, as Dixie, is 5-for-6 from the free throw line in the second half after shooting 54% the first half. Ants, trying to get the second shot. Bring it back within one. 69-67, 69-68. Ants with 8 points. 3:45 left in the game. Timeout Moberly. Moberly by one. 69-68. Back in 60 seconds.
J&J Mill and Lumber Company in St. George is having a sale on all lawn and garden tools. Prices you cannot afford to pass by. Featured this week, your choice of a point shovel or 14-tooth bow rake for the low, low price of only $6.29 each. Also on special is a 6.5-inch garden hoe for only $4.99. These are just a few of the great lawn and garden tool buys you'll find this week at J&J Mill and Lumber Company. They're located at 180 North, 300 East in St. George. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 7:30 until 5:30.
Capco Petroleum takes care of all your petroleum product needs. They have ARCO stations throughout color country. They can supply your heating oil as well as gasoline and diesel for your equipment. And at their TVA warehouse, you'll find all major brands of motor oil, plus tires, batteries, filters, shocks, and other products at the lowest prices in southern Utah. And with all of that, service to their customers is still their most important product. Visit Capco's warehouse today at 225 North 100 West in Cedar City.
Their red scarves in a circular motion to the right. Dixie Van standing and cheering rebels to the left. Last time, Moberly had the ball out of bounds at side court and back court. They couldn't get the ball in. Dixie got it on the turnover. Moberly leads by one, 69-68, and trying to hang on for the victory. Dixie trying to come back after leading by 11. Clayton to bring the ball up court, leaves it for Harton in back court. Now Wilkins to work one-on-one with McMullen. Wilkins gets away from McMullen. Picked up quickly by Benson. Wilkins going around Benson. Dishes off to Clayton. Jump shot. Clayton, good. Jerome Clayton gets basket number three this half. And seven on the night. 71-68. Three-point lead Moberly. 3:21 left in the ball game. Benson wants to get it in deep. Does so to Ants. Ants against Wilkins. Head fakes. Leans in. Bank shot. Will not fall. Rebound in the corner by Thomas. Ants had the easy shot and it wouldn't fall. Holman quickly up court, chased by Benson. Into the corner, it goes to Wilkins. Wilkins, ball knocked away by Benson, out of bounds to Moberly. Benson raced around and knocked the ball away. Some of the Moberly fans getting a little rabid. A couple of them along the front row there, ready to take on the official. 71-68, inbounds comes to Clayton. Double team on Clayton. Clayton can't get the ball away, now does. Down the sidelines to Thomas, to Wilkins. Open up the offense. Four corners. Let Wilkins go one-on-one. Wilkins picked up by McMullen. Wilkins leaves it for Harton. Harton with the basketball to Holman. 2:49 left in the ball game. Moberly by three. Quickly it goes to Clayton. To Thomas in the corner. Drives. Layup shot. Good, Thomas. Moberly not missing in the second half. All that many. Now has the five-point lead again. 73-68. Benson, jump shot from 20. Shot up. No good. Rebound, Roberts. Head fakes. Puts it up. And no good. Rebound, Ant. Knocked away and stolen by Marty Harton. Ants went up. Harton took it away from him. Lead pass to Thomas for two. Slammer. Moberly by seven with 2:18 left in the game. And Dixie's inability to hit the layup has been the secret here in the second half. 2:12 left in the game. To the baseline. Ron Ants. Jump shot. Good. Ron Ants. Ants. 10 points. 75-70. Moberly by five. And Dixie has a long ways to come back. Benson and Holman. Bounce pass goes to Clayton. Clayton to the baseline. Jump shot. No good. Rebound brought down. Foul on whom? Thomas or McMullen? Goes on Thomas. That's five on Thomas. Thomas fouls out with a minute 54 left in the game and an outstanding performance. Thomas, six field goals, 6 for 6 from the free throw line, and 18 points. Timeout Moberly, a minute 54 left in the game, 75-70, back in 60 seconds. Moberly in front.
Some advice now for people who can't resist those appetizing favorites at Burger King. Just don't think about them. Forget about our sizzling flame-broiled beef. Ignore the crunchy pickles, the melted cheese, the creamy mayonnaise. Pay no attention to our piping hot sandwiches. Using this simple technique, you might resist a bit when someone asks,
"Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry?"
Breakfast menu now available at your St. George Burger King. Bateman Pharmacy in City Center strives to be your complete family pharmacy. To start, Bateman's will keep patient profiles for your family records. Bateman's is a value-right pharmacy bringing the best prices through national buying. Bateman carries sick room supplies plus crutches, canes, and crutch rentals. Bateman's is well-stocked in first aid, vitamins, and cosmetic items, plus photo finishing, school supplies, and a terrific gift selection. Put all these services together, and you'll make Bateman's your complete family pharmacy.
Leads by 5, but Chris McMullen will be at the free throw line, and Malcolm Thomas has fouled out of this ball game. Big foul for Moberly on the rebound. A minute 54 left in the game. McMullen, 6 for 7 from the free throw line tonight. A total of 26 points. Needs the first to get the second on the 1-on-1 situation. Dixie has already played the first overtime game in 2 years in this Hutchinson Sports Arena. In the tournament, that is. McMullen steadies himself. First shot up and good. Chris McMullen. McMullen, 7 for 8 from the free throw line. Make it 75-71, a minute 54 left in the game. McMullen wants to cut it to 3. Moberly, now without Malcolm Thomas. That's a big difference. Others in foul trouble. Wilkins playing with 4. Second shot in and out. No good. And McMullen misses another. Back to a 4-point difference. 75-71. Wilkins to bring the ball up court against Evans. Wilkins right down the keyhole. Now cuts out in front. Four corners offense by Moberly. Holman chasing with the basketball. Bounce pass goes to Harden. A minute 37 left. Lob cross court to Holman. Down the sidelines. It goes to Wilkins. Into the corner to Clayton. Clayton jump shot from the baseline. Good. Jerome Clayton. And Moberly back to a 6-point lead now. 77-71. Benson, head fake. Down the keyhole. Jump shot from 10. In and out. Down in the hole and back out again. Benson had it right on the line and came out. Here comes Moberly. A minute 8 left in the ball game. Down the sideline. It goes to Pierce. Quickly to Harden. Clears it out in front to Holman. A minute left in the ball game. Moberly, 58 seconds away from being the fifth-place team in this tournament. And Dixie getting their second loss of the tournament. Wilkins, jump shot, in and out. Rebound, torn down, picked up by Ron Ant. 3-on-2, fast break, 46 seconds left. Ant quickly to Wade, bank shot, no good, too hard. Rebound, almost low bridges. Benson picked up in the corner by Pierce. Dixie missing layup after layup. Timeout called by Moberly with 35 seconds left. 77-71, Moberly back in 60 seconds.
Adventures on the home front.
So this is what you call your home.
Right.
We're just trying to select the right real estate agency to sell our house.
Well, let me tell you a little about our agency then.
Okay.
We've recently installed track lighting in all of the offices.
Yes, sir. Do you do a market analysis?
The coffee machine in our office dispenses not only coffee, but cocoa.
How about qualified buyers?
No, but sometimes chicken soup.
But can you help us cut through the red tape?
Nothing to it. You just press the button that says chicken soup.
For your next real estate purchase or sale, see your Realty World agents in St. George at 246 West St. George Boulevard.
Have you had the chance lately to go to Tri-State Office Supply? If you haven't, make it a point to do so. You'll be amazed at the newly remodeled and expanded areas of Tri-State. At Tri-State Office Supply, they also have new lighting to better display their fine merchandise. At Tri-State Office Supply, they have everything you need, from home, school, and office supplies to those special little gifts for all those special occasions. See them as soon as you can at Tri-State Office Supply, 36 East Tabernacle in St. George.
Moberly doing the smart thing in the second half to open it up and go into the four corners. trying to extend out the situation and save the personal fouls on their ball players. Dixie getting their shots, getting the layups and missing it. Inbounds comes. Foul comes to Brent Wade, trying to make this steal. 32 seconds left. Wade reaching in, picks up personal foul number three. And one-on-one situation? No, it's a common foul. It's out of bounds to Moberly. Not a two-shot foul. Not a shooting situation of one-on-one. This is the last one, the 16th foul. Out of bounds to Moberly with 32 seconds left. Dixie, down by six. Harden inbounds to Clayton. Quickly it comes to Gerald Wilkins. Wilkins, part of the difference in the second half is Wilkins has taken command. Smart ball player. As we mentioned, the brother of Dominique Wilkins of the University of Georgia. Wilkins loses the basketball, picked up by Eddie Benson. 17 seconds left. Benson down the keyhole on the right side. Ince lays it up, no good, and the foul will go to Ince after the shot. Ince laid it up and didn't even draw iron. Ince runs over Harden afterwards and picks up personal foul number four. So Ron Ince struggling in this final ball game. Moberly getting the breaks. Dixie not getting any breaks to speak of at all. And to the free throw line goes Marty Harden to shoot one and one. 12 seconds left. 77-71. There must be a mental factor that's taken place in second halves in this tournament. Dixie missing layups. Layups that they hit. Layups that anybody could hit. But Dixie missing them in the second half. In that case, not even drawing iron. Marty Harden shot good. Harden icing the victory, 78-71, and Dixie will be the sixth-place team in this tournament. 12 seconds left in the game. Marty Harden, second shot, up and good by Marty Harden, 4 points. 12 seconds left, lead pass comes to Eddie Benson, shovels to Wade, who lays it up and in, and Brent Wade with the basket, 19 points Wade, 6-point lead again. Foul goes to Ron Ince, and that should be five on Ince. With 3 seconds left, Ince finishes his career at Dixie with 4 field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line and 10 points. Ince, suffering from a cold midway through the week. Ron Butterfield ready to come in for Dixie. Butterfield to make his second appearance in the tournament. To go over, shake hands, is Johnny Holman. Holman, a man who shot 25% from the field in the first 3 ball games. In the second half, has hit 6 field goals, 9 on the night. And at the free throw line is Gerald Wilkins. 3 seconds left, 79-73. Moberly by six. First shot is good by Wilkins. Wilkins with 19 points. And Gerald Wilkins, the man I think is the most feared man on Moberly because he's a smart ball player. Second shot up, stop, not enough. Roberts. Quickly to Wade. 25-footer by Wade off the front of the rim. And that ends the ball game. Moberly, 80. Dixie, 73. Moberly finishes in fifth place, and Dixie finishes in sixth. Let's take a 2-minute break and be back and recap the action. Back in 2 minutes.
Keep your car running in tip-top condition by having it fully serviced at Dixie Lube Center and Car Wash. At Dixie Lube Center, they'll get your car ready for that spring and summer driving ahead, no matter what make or model, even diesel models. Dixie Lube Center will be the best friend your car will ever have. Dixie Lube Center, home of great service and the best car wash in town, too. Drop in and just wait. It only takes 10 minutes for a full service job at Dixie Lube Center and Car Wash, 704 South Bluff in St. George.
The next time you want to enjoy an evening meal with all the trimmings, why not drive to Mesquite, Nevada and enjoy the friendly atmosphere at the Western Village. At the Western Village, you can enjoy a tasty 20-ounce porterhouse steak for only $7.99 or the all-you-can-eat buffet for only $2.99. Western Village serves you the best in the West with the tastiest meals around. The next time you want to enjoy a night out, drive to Mesquite, Nevada to the Western Village, home of delicious country cooking.
You've heard a lot lately.
You've been listening to Dixie College Basketball live from Hutchinson, Kansas with Larry Jewell on KDXU. This game has been brought to you by Capco Petroleum, the Burger King, Realty World, Alpha Realty, Olson Levitt Insurance, Tri-State Office and Music Supply, and by Western Village in Mesquite, Nevada. Associate sponsors included Hanson's Auto Body, Bateman Pharmacy, J&J Millen Lumber, Jones Paint and Glass, and by Dixie Lube Center.
join us now for the post-game show brought to you by your friends from Hirsch Ben Franklin Ace Hardware in the Sunshine Square, and now with a brand new store in the Hurricane area. This is where we take a look at the game just played, the players, the high pointmen, statistics and more, and a look at the coaches. Join us now for the post-game show on KDXU, live from Hutchinson, Kansas. Now with the post-game show, here's Larry Jewell.
Back in Hutchinson, Kansas, where the fifth and sixth place trophies are being presented. The sponsor for, or the host, I should say, for the Moberly team, taking note that Moberly has won more games than any other Moberly team in a season, and Moberly is a four-time national champion, by far and away the number one team as far as success in the National Junior College Athletic Association Championship Tournament in Hutchinson, Kansas. Moberly, the most successful school, coming up with an 80-73 victory over Dixie tonight. A game that saw Dixie lead by 11 in the first half. At the end of the first half, lead by 7, and then lose the lead. Moberly to go up by as much as 7 at one point, and Dixie to finally lose by 7 as the free throws down the wire. Dixie just missing layup after layup. We have President Alton Wade with us, who has two vested interests in Dixie College, one by blood and one by profession. President Wade, it's been an outstanding tournament. It's a shame Dixie isn't going home with fifth place, but sixth place, as they say, is not that bad.
No, it's not that bad at all, and what a terrific event this has been, Larry. For all of the Dixie fans and everyone in the team, sixth place is terrific when you consider over 500 or 600 junior college schools around the country that play basketball to come out at sixth place in that kind of a ranking. That's not bad at all. In fact, I'm proud as anything for them.
And once again, the fans back in Dixie have a special homecoming planned for 11 o'clock tomorrow night at the South Interchange. St. George City and Dixie College getting together to have a homecoming for the team at 11 o'clock at the South Interchange tomorrow night. That's an example of some of the support that Dixie's received.
The support here has been fantastic. In fact, I'd like to say to all of you fans back in St. George and the whole Dixie area that you couldn't be more proud of those who were able to come out. We know you all would like to have been here, but that's impossible. Fantastic support out here for the tournament, but I'd like to say that we've had fantastic support throughout the whole year for our Rebel team. The cheerleaders out here, the band, everyone. I guess I've had two or three dozen people just grab me because they saw my Dixie shirt and say, hey, we'd like to tell you what a great job your cheerleaders and your root group and your band has done just to liven up this tournament a little bit. There's another band here now competing, but up till now, Dixie College is the only band we've had, and everyone has really enjoyed it. It's really been super.
I understand you went through quite a bit to get out here.
Well, we had some problems, and I'm not going to talk about them right now because coming out sixth place has sort of erased all the problems. Unfortunately, the 12 of us who came out in the Wade family, because of these problems, will not be able to be back for the big welcome, and so we'll be there in spirit. We probably won't get back to St. George because of some automobile problems until Monday, but we'll be there in spirit and hope that everybody turns out to welcome the club.
Now, Brent will be there.
Well, Brent, you bet. Brent's going to fly home with the team, and we're trying to get a few of our other children home in different ways, and then we're going to make it gradually as we can get our things put back together. But I'd like to commend you, too, also, Larry, for the terrific job that you've done throughout the year in supporting not only our basketball team but football team and others. And most of all, I'd just like to say that the tournament here has been blessed because of a small portion of Dixie spirit that came out here with the fans. They're all down there with their hats on. They're all around the team. Nobody's sad, really. We'd like to have won this last game, but the kids played hard. They played a tough, tough Moberly team with, as you said, already probably the finest tradition in junior college basketball history. And so it's no disgrace to go down to this kind of a club, nor to go down to Middleton by 3 points, who will probably end up winning this tournament. And so our kids don't have to put their heads down at all, and neither do the fans, and neither do all of you back in Dixie.
I understand you're headed out immediately, though, most of the fans.
Yes, I think most of them are going now. There's some who are staying over who are flying because the flights don't leave till tomorrow. But most of those of us who are driving are leaving immediately. We'll be driving all night and probably all night the next night, too.
I understand the bus will be leaving also immediately. For those who have cheerleaders or band members or people on the bus, they may be concerned.
Yeah, I think they're going to be getting away as soon as they can get the drums and everything on the bus. And, again, it's been a super term. It's been great just to be here. It's been a double pleasure for the Wade family to see to be here with Dixie College team, but also to be here with our son and everything. And I'd just like to say to all of you back there, thanks so much for not only your support at intercollegiate sports, but thanks for your total support behind Dixie College.
Would you like to come back next year?
Oh, yeah. We'll be back. No question about that, Larry.
President Altwright of Dixie College, thank you. I appreciate that. President Alton Wade, and wish him luck on the way back. Because it's going to be a long road for all of those fans that are coming back. Once again, those on the Dixie College bus will be leaving almost immediately as soon as they pack up and head out. And they should actually beat the team back to St. George tomorrow. We'll explain that in the postgame show. That pretty well completes the game play-by-play broadcast. 80-73, Moberly College wins fifth place in the NJCAA Championship. Dixie finishes sixth. Not to be, it's disappointing to lose the final game, but not to be totally wiped out. Dixie still comes back the sixth place team in the country, and that's not too shabby. Stay tuned for the postgame show.
Discover quality.
Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware.
Hearst is the finding place for most everything on a homeowner's list of supplies.
There's putty and brass and trimmers for grass.
There are nuts and bolts, washers and screws.
Latches and patches and different glues.
Gaskets and baskets, nails and pails.
When you're looking for something, it never fails. You'll find it at Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware. And the new store is open in Hurricane. Grand opening March 25th, 26th, and 27th.
Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware. See Hearst first on Sunshine Square.
And in Hurricane.
Back in Hutchinson, Kansas, I don't know if we'll be able to get Coach Neil Roberts up or not. Of course, Coach Roberts disappointed in the loss. Proud of the kids, though everybody's proud of the kids. People are gathering around, a lot of the St. George people still hanging on. As Dr. Bill Davis, the team host, gave the award for sixth place in the tournament to Dixie. He stated that Dixie, for people back in St. George, exemplified sportsmanship and teamwork. And I'm trying to remember what the third thing he mentioned, but that spirit and was extremely complimentary to the Dixie College group. For those who had relatives or friends either on the team or with the team or in the bus or on flights or in cars or in motorhomes or whatever, the St. George entourage apparently made a good impression in Hutchinson, Kansas. And the compliments from Dr. Bill Davis went not only to the team, but to the fans and to the band and to the cheerleader. Once again, I'm not sure if we'll be able to get Coach Neil Roberts up. I hope that we will be able to. But let's go check the final scoring totals unofficially for Moberly College, who came from behind and made a good effort to come from behind, put the pressure on, shot well in the second half. Dixie, on the other hand, did not shoot nearly as well, as they shot 69% in the first half and just could not enjoy the riches all that much. The shots were there. A few key turnovers in the second half hurt, but the shots were there. And if the shots would have fallen as normally, the layups, Dixie would have ended up the winner. But balls never through the hoop until it's through the hoop. And can't count it till it goes in, and it didn't go in that often in the second half tonight. Marty Harden, the field goal, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 4 points for Marty Harden. Pepe Rozon, who's Mr. Everything in the Dominican Republic, the player of the decade in the Dominican Republic, and the 30-year-old reserve forward, did not see all that much action in this game, although he did in the first ball game. Rozon did not score. David Smith, in his brief time in, did not score, but did get a couple of key rebounds. Malcolm Thomas, who has been up and down in the tournament, had one of his better games before he fouled out with a minute 54 left in the game. 6 field goals, 6 for 6 from the free throw line. Total of 18 points for Malcolm Thomas. Jerome Clayton finished with 8 field goals and a total of 16 points. Hit some key field goals in the second half. Wayne Pierce, in foul trouble, finished with two field goals, a total of 4 points. The man who is probably the most feared is, at least by those who are watching, is Gerald Wilkins, who is not only a good ball player, but a very intelligent ball player, has the physical and mental capabilities to be an outstanding ball player, has good basketball sense. Wilkins, the key man coming down the wire, as when Moberly went into that four corners offense, Wilkins took command of the basketball and went to the basket. Wilkins, 9 field goals, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 19 points on the night for Gerald Wilkins. And Johnny Holman, who shot 25% from the field and 50% from the free throw line in the first 3 ball games of this tournament, went wild. He did not shoot all that well in the from the free throw line the second half, or in the ball game, as he went 1 for 4, but finished with 9 field goals and a total of 19 points. So 4 men in double figures for Moberly, and those 4 men in double figures making the difference for Moberly as they got good balance, hit the shots coming down the wire, got some good shots underneath, and hit them. Hit some good shots from out in front, and that's the name of the game, is to outscore the opponents. Dixie, let's take a look at the scoring for the Rebels. Ron Butterfield played briefly in the end of the ball game, did not score. Wes Hymas in the first half hit 1 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 1 point. Eddie Benson did not have his best ball game shooting-wise, did move the ball fairly well, with 1 field goal, a total of 2 points. Had a couple of shots go down and come right back out, shots that normally fall for Eddie Benson. Brent Wade finished with an outstanding night and does have a chance at an all-tournament selection. Wade with 9 field goals, 1 for 3 from the free throw line, a total of 19 points. Ron Ants had a disappointing ball game tonight, although he had a very good tournament, finishing with 4 field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 10 points for Ron Ants, as he fouled out with 3 seconds left in the ball game. Olas Dockery played mostly in the first half, hit a field goal for 2 points. Steve Flint, a field goal, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 3 points on the night. Tom Roberts with another good night, 4 field goals, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 9 points. Roberts also bitten by the layups coming back out after you, attacking you back in your face problem, as Roberts had a lot of layups in the second half that just came right back out, layups that normally fall. In fact, layups that looked like they were going to fall, and Roberts finishes with 9 points. Chris McMullen finally unleashed and put up the outside jump shot with confidence in this tournament, and Chris finished with 10 field goals, 7 for 9 from the free throw line, a total of 27 points. McMullen finishes the tournament with 43 out of 48 from the free throw line, shooting 48 free throws and missing but 5. That's about an 89 or an 88% free throw shooting percentage. And Chris will come home with the record of most free throws in one ball game by a ball player in this tournament, as he hit 29 of 29 in the Mercer County game to begin this tournament. 27 points for Chris McMullen to lead Dixie. Let's take another quick 30-second break and recap the tournament and look ahead to the final 2 games of this night. Back in 30 seconds.
Discover quality.
Hurst, Ben Franklin, Ace Hardware.
If you're a do-it-yourself home maintenance person, give yourself a hand, a spring pickup. Hurst has so many wonderful ways to do things better. There are tools to trim time and fasteners that you'll find fascinating. Parts and particulars are available at Hurst's. And the Hurricane Store's grand opening is March 25th, 26th, and 27th.
Discover Ben Franklin, where quality.
Hurst Ben Franklin, Ace Hardware. See Hurst first on Sunshine Square.
And in Hurricane.
To recap the season, a season that's been ends on a sour note, but still ends on a combination sweet and sour note. Sixth place in the country is not bad. The shots were there tonight. Fewer turnovers than against Tungsus, and that made a big difference for Dixie. As Dixie stayed close, there were a few fewer turnovers, but The problems tonight, just the free throws, did not fall. And that was the big problem for Dixie. Now, in this tournament, after the bi-regionals took place, the Nebraska Western squad was in here and Lake Region was out. Vincennes, Indiana had defeated Illinois Central. West Ark, the defending national champion, had defeated Dodge City. Mercer County had defeated Farmingdale. Moberly had defeated Burlington. Miami-Dade North had defeated Abraham Baldwin, and that's the way the bi-regionals finished. Tunxus knocked off Ferrum the first day, and in that second round, Nebraska Western was defeated by Vincennes. West Ark was defeated by Midland, the Cinderella team, and Dixie defeated Mercer County. Jamestown of New York lost to Moberly. Southern Idaho lost by one to Miami-Dade North. Allegheny of Maryland was defeated by Volunteer State. Henderson County upended Calhoun. And then from there on, we got to the point that we are now, where earlier today, Jamestown of New York defeated Mercer County of New Jersey 76-68 for seventh place in this tournament, seventh and eighth. Dixie losing a heartbreaker to Moberly by a score of 80-73. Dixie finishes sixth. Moberly finishes fifth. Later tonight, it's Vincennes versus Henderson County for third place and Midland versus Miami-Dade North for the championship. Coach Neil Roberts, what else can you do? You put up the layups, and they just didn't fall.
I don't know what happened. Going down the wire there, we battled it. We ran as well as we've run all year long as far as movement. And what we tried to do offensively just wouldn't go in the hole. And someone slipped the lid over it. And, yes, we lost. I think this was the best basketball team we've played this year. My gosh, they're physical inside, and they miss it and tip it back. Plus, they're all freshmen. This team's coming back. They've won 30 basketball games this year, Moberly has, and they're an excellent team. But the first half's probably the best half we've had this year. Everything went. Everything worked, offensively and defensively. They were so big and quick, we didn't think we could man them, and we zoned them. It really worked. And but the second half, they just took it and just jammed it down us. And got a bunch of kids that won 30 basketball games this year. We finished sixth in the nation, and there's probably 800 junior colleges that would like to trade places with us right now. And from a coach's standpoint, there's probably that many coaches would also like to have this group of young men. I couldn't be more proud of them. The way they represented themselves here, the way they played, the effort they gave, and I thought that the way our host really described it, as a team that really exemplifies hustle and desire and sportsmanship, I think we can all really be proud of Dixie College right now.
Dr. Bill Davis paying tribute to not only the team, but to the cheerleaders and the band and the fans and everybody from St. George. Dixie makes an impression in Hutchinson.
Well, it's too bad that everyone can't really be here. Those that did make the effort to come, some of them even made some big sacrifices to be here, but win or lose, it's a great experience to come to Kansas. When they call it the tournament champions, it's really true. It is, everyone's here as a champion. And, of course, there's 22 regions in the United States, and all of them have one champion. And out of that, 16 of them get here, and to finish sixth out of that, we're really proud of them.
Looking at some of the Moberly people, Gerald Wilkins, one of the most intelligent ball players on that floor, he was part of the difference going down the wire.
Yeah, he was impossible to handle. He was 6'6 guard that really has long arms and jumps extremely well, and he takes the basket as well as anyone I've ever seen. I just talking to the two NJCAA officials before I came up here, and they're going to write an article in the National Magazine about our team and our program, and because of they think it exemplifies what junior college basketball is supposed to be like, which really makes you feel good. But they mentioned they felt like the talent in this year's tournament, the teams here, is the best they've ever had in 16 years. And to finish sixth out of that, it really makes you feel good. I felt like Moberly was a better team than Midland.
When we were talking to George Killian at halftime up here, that's what George Killian said. It's been the toughest tournament he's seen in a number of years.
Well, that even makes us feel better. I know that the hardest thing for me as a coach, and I've had an experience to do this now twice, and it's the worst thing in the world, is the first time was, when I was coaching in high school, we had a team that played for the state championship that was not even ranked in the top 10 in the state, and we ended up playing for the state championship. We got beat by 3 points, walked in the dressing room afterwards, and the kids acted like they'd lost the world. And every other team in the state would have really traded places with us. But yet, on the other hand, we come into our dressing room, and these kids lost the ball game. They ended the year with a loss. But there's really only one team that doesn't. And they're, of course, will be the national champions. But yet, of course, tomorrow that will be gone, and that sixth place will mean a great deal. And the sixth place that we got here will mean as much as the third place we had before. Special group of young men. And we've got seven sophomores, of course, that we hope have great experiences and really enjoy their experience at Dixie. But we've had two captains this year that I'm really proud of. Their parents should be. course, both sets of parents were here, and that's Chris McMullen, which has set a record that might never be broken here in Hutchinson, and Ron Entz, which is a tremendous, tremendous person and athlete. And as long as we can keep people like that in our program, I'd like to coach for 100 years.
Let's take a look a little bit. Ron Entz struggled a little bit tonight, 4 for 12, but a lot of those were layups and finished with 10 points, but had 11 rebounds again.
Yes, and most of the, he set out most of the first half because of foul problems. We had the lead. I tried to keep him out, not to pick up a third, and he set for most of the time. Maybe that had an effect on the way he played the second half. But Chris McMullen had another tremendous ball game. He had 27 points. He went 10 for 15, 7 for 9 from the line. 27 of our 73 points isn't too bad.
And really, Chris, for the first time in this tournament, put the shot up from outside with confidence.
Yes, well, it's his last game. He knew it, and everyone, we talked about this before we left. And he might make the all-tournament team. Ron Entz might make the all-tournament team. But make it or not make it, What a great pair of fours, as good of fours as are of anywhere in the United States. And let me also say that Brent Wade is probably the finest, I really believe this, the finest small guard to play in the tournament. I doubt he'll get the most outstanding small player in the tournament because Webb is going to be on one of the teams that finishes in the top two and has a lot of publicity because he's 5'6 and dunks the ball. Yet Brent Wade outplays him time after time after time. He's been in double figures every ball game. He scored higher than he scored all year. And there's something about certain athletes that when it's on the line, they play their best when it really matters. And I think one of the reasons we are champions this year is because we've got a whole bunch of them.
Brent Wade, specifically about Brent. Now, I talked to him a little bit earlier, and he had the same kind of funny little smile on his face and didn't change expression or didn't change his normal level. And he says, you know, I love to play in these big games, and I'm ready for this. And just in that sort of tone.
Well, that's great. You know, it's been fun for him. His whole family's been here, and they made a great effort. That's a big family. They made a great effort to be here. Excuse my voice, Larry. It's been a long week. And his girlfriend even came back, and all those people that flew in, and all the people that sent telegrams. And today we received 27 telegrams from people in St. George, and it's really appreciated.
One other thing that I don't know if you want to tell the team about or not, but one thing I'm aware of is that about 11 o'clock tomorrow night, there's going to be a gathering at the South Interchange in the Welcome Dixie home. We won't be there at 11, but it'll be not much after, hopefully.
Well, I hope we're not too late. And the old bus that we're coming back in, I hope we make it. But that would be gratifying. These kids really deserve it. I know I couldn't be prouder of them. I don't know how many people after our first two ball games came up and said, boy, you know, if you guys can win very many games this year, it's going to be a great effort. And even I was guilty of that, where I stepped back and thought, well, geez, every game we're going to win this year is really going to be an effort. But it really wasn't. In fact, we almost won it all.
Great tournament. Do you want to make any predictions on the champion? Miami-Dade North versus Midland. Midland seems to be the team that's kissed by Lady Luck right now. They're playing well.
Midland's won 3 ball games. They beat us by 3. They won the other last night by 6. They won the first one. It was relatively close. In fact, it was the last-second shot that could have gone or didn't go, but they were up 20 in that ball game. However, Miami-Dade's staying right next to us in the motel. What a big bunch of talented players. Extremely quick. They're undefeated this year. They've been ranked number one all year. I think Miami-Dade will win it.
Great, great, great tournament. Plenty of talent here, and I honestly think much better than the 79 tournament as far as talent.
I think so. In fact, I felt like that with this basketball team, I've said all year long, this is the best basketball team I've had a chance to coach in Dixie. And if we had had this team in that tournament, I think we could have won it. Of course, we almost won that one, too. But yet, on the other hand, the talent level here is really high. Now, all the coaches have said there's more prospects here than they've ever seen before in quality of players. And we've got 4 or 5 kids that are going to have an opportunity to go on and play at major schools, too. So it's a lot of fun.
Now the recruiting starts. This is the other season for the coach. When you go out and get the ball players for next year, you have a few coming off of missions, though.
Yes, we do. John Bauckham is the one I'm really excited about. Rich Chameleon, Gordon Anderson, Gordon Keener. We have a player in California that's committed to us to come in. His name is Scott Bradley, 6'8", 230 pounds. And then we also have a player in Salt Lake that's 6'8", that's indicated he's really interested in coming down. So, but yet, we'll worry about that in a couple of days. Right now, I'd just like to be with the players. I'm even going to let them go swimming tonight, believe it or not. And I hope they really, you know, in a few minutes start to feel good about what they've accomplished. Right now, they're down a little bit.
When you put forth the effort that you did in the tournament, gratifying, and now it's up to the kids to suddenly realize how gratifying it is to put forth that much effort. Even if you fail in the score, you've succeeded.
Well, that's really what competitive athletics is. I think that the ultimate of what competitive athletics is to fail and to try and try and try and try until eventually you do succeed. And the old saying that if you try hard enough, eventually success will follow. I think this is really true. And even though this team probably gave as much effort as any team in the tournament, talent-wise, you know, talent, of course, has to do with effort. And because of that, I think we're as talented as everybody else. Tremendous effort and tremendous desire to succeed. A lot of personal pride. But it's really gratifying to me because I can really be proud of them on and off the floor. I think we all can.
Coach Neil Roberts, congratulations on sixth place in the National Junior College Athletic Association tournament. That's something to be proud of. Congratulations on a program that people look to and say it's a shining light in the quality of people involved in it.
Thank you, Larry, and thanks for all the people that have supported us, especially the people that sponsors us on the radio. KDXU has been with us all the way, and also Stan Murray's really been fun for him. And in fact, I think he's feeling more and more comfortable about it. And he just mentioned it's probably the greatest journalism experience he had is to be back here this week. So it's a lot of fun for all of us. But thanks again to you.
It's been fun. This ranks right with the 79 tournament as the highlight of my sports broadcasting career.
Yeah, let's make it more consistent. We'll maybe give them, let's be back at least two out of every three.
Okay, Coach Neil Roberts, the coach of the sixth-place team nationally in the Junior College Athletic Association Championship. That completes the Dixie College season, and I have loved it. I have loved this season. It's been great from football through basketball, and it's been a lot of fun, and we'll be back and doing it again in the fall with football as Coach Greg Croshaw comes in. I'd like to thank the sponsors for their support. XB Kelly and Brent Miner have kept us on the air back at the station, and especially you, the listener, for being with us throughout this year. Once again, the final score, Moberly of Missouri 80, Dixie 73. Till we hear from each other again. Take care now, you hear?
From the KDXU Sports Department, it's time for NJCAA Basketball Championship. Direct from Hutchinson, Kansas, side of the NJCAA Basketball Tournament, this has been the postgame show, brought to you by Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware.